December 31st, 1983. I'll come back to that date in a little bit. Have you ever had anything happen in your life that you had to let everyone know what had happened? Have you ever had an Emmaus moment? Not just in faith, but somewhere in your life. Something made you completely change your course of action. Change your life from what it was into what it will be. Something so exciting that you had to shout it out. The two in the gospel today are doing what the two women had told them to do, that they may have even been sent by the apostles, because we read that they are on the way to Emmaus. This is the first town on the way to Galilee. In Mark, the angels told the women that Jesus had gone ahead of them to Galilee, and that they are to go to Galilee, and there they will see them. We know the two are traveling together, and that Jesus drew near to them. This in itself on the surface seems odd. Two men of that time traveling the road alone would have been very weary of anyone approaching them because it was unsafe to travel, especially alone, but even in pairs. But we know that this is the day after the Sabbath of Passover. The roads would have been crowded with caravans of people leaving Jerusalem, returning home on the first travel day after the holiday. Much like traveling after Christmas and Easter, Memorial Day now, the two were most likely attached to a caravan, much like we see earlier in the Gospel of Luke with Jesus in the temple. The same gospel writer as today, so there is no need to even reintroduce the caravan concept. The reader is well aware of it, and it's really of no interest. But the urgency to return in both cases is repeated in the gospel. Now, someone interjecting themselves into a conversation on a long trip really isn't that unheard of. Have you ever been on a long flight? Hopefully you're in a chatty mood and the person next to you is in a chatty mood, and then things go quickly. So Jesus, unrecognized as he is, entering into conversation is probably a welcome addition. The interjection becomes even more welcome as the two can tell him the recent events of his own crucifixion. The first sermon after the resurrection is given to the two on the road. Many scholars, pastors, and people have said that they would have loved to hear what was said on the road by Jesus. These two were hearing the words of Jesus. Their hearts were burning with recognition. They could not believe. Like seeing an old friend in a strange place, you hope it is them, but you hold off on approaching lest you be disappointed. They stop for supper, and Jesus reveals himself to them through the breaking of the bread. They have a eureka moment. I was going to put in light bulb moment, but I realized that they hadn't been invented yet, so we had to have a eureka moment. But they had this eureka moment and realize Jesus is with them. This changes them forever. They have seen the Lord. Were they not on the way to Galilee to look for him? Now they have seen him in Emmaus. Mission completed. They must return to the others and tell them the good news. Jesus is alive as reported. Jesus was last seen headed north toward Galilee. Everything else is cast aside. No caravan, no large group, traveling at night. No worry about the gates of Jerusalem having been locked. Focus only on the new mission of reporting the good news. Jesus is alive. He is well. He is going where he said he is going. We must go and tell the rest. We have many civil Emmaus moments. December 31st, 1983. I drove quickly to my parents' house and to my new fiancé's house to announce we were engaged. Perhaps you get a new dream job. You tell everyone. New parents with a new baby, telling everyone, all excited. The new house, the list goes on. When was the last time we shouted from the rooftops, Jesus is Lord? Tweeted, snapped, Facebook, texted, Jesus is Lord, with thrill and excitement. Love, life, giving all caution to the wind. Not the politically correct happy holidays or the sappy Easter bunny happy of Easter, but a full-throated, all in. He is risen. Happy Easter. He is alive. Merry Christmas. Jesus is born. Jesus is the Lord of my life. He is the joy of my living. He gave all to me so I can have all in him. He gives himself daily so that I too may have eternal life. Jesus is Lord. He is risen. He is risen indeed.